Triple M's Talking Heads.
Yeah, from Tropic Now, Gavin King's in the studio and also Christy Vallady from the Imperfect Mum. We're talking about, well, it is a statewide story, but here in Cairns, it certainly is affected this Saturday where it is official. ID scanning, it is law. So if you're going out, having a few drinks to the pub, you've got to take your ID and you'll be scanned. Wow, it's an interesting thing that the government put through, but we were talking off-air, Gavin, you said it's probably a lot better than the lockout laws with the IDs.
Yeah. I think so. The IDs are great because they're all linked, and so if you cause trouble at one spot, you can't go across town and cause trouble there. You can't even go to Townsville or Brisbane because they're all linked. And I just think, you know, if we're sort of an international city or an international state, lots of tourists, you know, locking people out at one or two, I know for some of us that seems very late.
Yeah.
Very late. Yeah, but, you know, for the young kids, for the young folks, it's kind of normal. They're out. They start at 10 or 11 sometimes. So I think ID scanners are great.
I said to Maddie earlier on this morning, I was excited when I heard this news because I can't remember the last time I was asked for ID.
I get to show my ID.
Nice.
When Mark was saying, I've got to now take my ID, I'm like, don't you take your ID everywhere?
There's so much grey hair. We're pretty all right. We're fine. I think.
What do you think, Chrissy? Is this good? Like, do you think it's going to help with the alcohol-fueled violence?
Look, I hope so. Yeah. Maybe it'll just keep them at home. Maybe they'll decide not to go out at all. If they know they can't get in anywhere, maybe they'll just stay at home. So hopefully it'll have an impact. But I think you were saying before that they can still get into casinos.
Yeah.
So that's a worry.
And I was wondering about places like Cazaly's and Brothers and the casino, but I'm pretty sure it's a different law.
Yeah, I was having a quick read off air before we, and they're basically saying casinos are exempt because they already have measures in place to deal with harm.
Yeah.
And that's, so it's, they're kind of saying, oh, well, they already do enough to prevent this type of, but it's like, if you're locked out of all of the other nightclubs, where are you going
to go?
Gonna go
casino.
So you're going to go to one of those
everyone's
as well.
Everyone's going to go there.
So you can imagine the, anyway, it seems a bit crazy.
Something
to
I
me.
Can deal with then. Huh?
But they're not, they're exempt from the lockout laws as well, of course. So you can rock up to the casino. I think they're open till 5 a.m. or something. So.
I wonder how long, like if you're a bit naughty and you've got a flag against you, how long does it stay in the database? Do you know?
From memory, there's just different sort of categories. So police, I guess, determine, you know, you might be a month or you might be 6 months, depending on the severity of the offence.
Mm. Yeah.
Because police are called, of course, you know, if you cause trouble, obviously, and you're about to be banned, police are called. So.
Right.
But look, most of the trouble happens outside the clubs.
Yes.
Like it's all of the stat show. The safest place is inside the nightclub because of cameras and obviously security. So, but it's out on the street in between venues, waiting in
and
line.
And a lot of that's due to lockout laws.
Lockout laws cause that.
I know they when I was in my clubbing days.
A couple of weekends ago.
And the lockout laws came in and I think it was 2 o'clock. Mm. And actually what would happen is you'd be in there and you'd be like, oh, I've got to go out and meet a mate. And then you wouldn't be allowed back in and then they'd start brawls.
Yep.
And I was like, just let them back in and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so we all agree that it's a good thing?
Very good.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for coming
Thank
in.
You.
We'll catch you next week.